past few months has provided Beacon with the fortunate opportunity to collaborate with the Wharves Foundation. With a series of multi-sport sessions and activities held across both the Beacon Centre and the Wharves Foundation in Audersley, with thanks to Beacon Community Lifestyle and Gym Coordinator Daniel Clark, we bring a new podcast series, Sporting Stories, which focuses on some of our members at Beacon and the indelible impact such activity projects are having.
I'm just here with Carol. She just completed a session with the Wharves Foundation at the day centre on the Thursday morning. First of all, did you enjoy the session, Carol, this morning? Did you enjoy what we did this morning?
Yeah.
Just can you give us a little bit? Were you involved in any sort of sports previously, like before, as you mentioned,
no,
before your sight loss?
No, sports.
Is this something that's completely new to you? I mean,
new to us.
Okay. But generally,
yeah.
Have you done, is sports something you've been involved with previously in your life, or is it
something like that's...
Yeah. Did you play tennis at all?
No. Well, they used to when I was young.
Okay. Yeah. So, feel like your relationship with sport has changed recently since the sight loss diagnosis and stuff like that?
Tennis and golf.
Tennis and golf. Golf. Yeah, both good sports. Now, I always ask when we do these sessions, you all seem to be really enjoying it today, which is fantastic. So,
yeah.
It's more, do you feel like the social side of it's really good as well? It makes you all come together, have a conversation, feel of community. Do you feel like it helps with that?
Yeah.
No, I think
so. Yeah.
Okay, so, in other words, you all seem to be happy, smiling, having a laugh this morning. That's half the battle for me. So, do you feel these sessions that you're doing, do you feel they're helping with your mental health as well as your physical health and everything like? Do you feel it's helping? That's a short question, really. Do you feel it's helping, Carol?
Yeah.
Yeah? Lovely. That's great. So, do you have any favourite memories or proud moments related to sports since losing your sight? So, have you done any other sort of sports apart from what we were doing this morning recently? The Boccia, do it, and does it make you feel proud, happy that you're doing them?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's lovely. Is there anything else you want to add in terms of those sessions? What you feel like we can maybe look at doing more of or less of, or, you know, anything like that? Anything, or anything else you'd like to try and do that we can do, maybe do here? Is there anything else?
Can't
think of it. It's okay, it's alright. Don't worry.
But when I get up, I sort of feel scared when I walk. Because
yeah,
I was thinking the weight and what. I felt sort of.
Goodness. Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah.
No, totally imagine. I can totally understand that. Are there any other sort of sports you'd like to do in the future that we haven't done, that you haven't done before, that we haven't done here? Is there anything else you'd like to look at doing? Anything else you can think of? No? No, it's all right. Thank you for your time, Carol. Thank you very much. And anything you think of, just go and have a chat with me and we'll see what we can do.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Carol. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
I've got Stephen here with me, who's been working with the Wharves Foundation on a Thursday morning in the day centre.
Yeah.
Right, Stephen, how are you? Okay.
Yes.
Lovely. So, can you tell us a little bit how much sport you were involved with before you had sight loss, or is it something that's fairly new to you?
I just like tennis players. I don't play football. I just use it up in my house sometimes, or exercise bikes.
Okay. And have you always enjoyed sports, or is it something your whole life? Or?
It's only like just playing football, but I don't really watch it really. Just
okay. No worries. So, are there any sports or other activities that you've tried that you didn't realise you'd enjoy until you started doing it?
Mostly about football and maybe
football.
A bit of darts, but nothing.
Darts?
Or the older things, but no.
How about the exercise bike? Yeah.
Anything else, really?
How about the activities we've done this morning? You know, the Boccia and
really
the hoops.
Yeah.
You really enjoy that. Seems like everyone really enjoys that, and you get a few different activities in there, don't you?
That's what I tried to do at the week, trying to get more active.
Yeah. And is that something that you've just started recently, or is this...
No.
Have you been doing this a while?
Yeah,
just to check. And it seems everyone here, you might agree, the social side of it, you all seem to enjoy, you all seem to laugh, you all seem to smile,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
You find that really helps as well? Yeah? Lovely. And would you say it helps for your mental health as well as your physical health,
the
sports?
Yeah.
No worries. Is there anything else you'd like to add in terms of the sessions you've done today?
No,
anything else you want to say?
No, I can't.
lot.
Once we've gone to the gym, we do need to get something.
Okay, Stephen. No problem. No worries. Thank you for your time. That's all that was. I just had to do that. Thank you. Back to your music. Yeah. No worries. Thank you, Stephen.
Okay. Bye.
I'm just here with Martine, who comes on our War Foundation trips and a few other activities that we do. So just to ask, how do you find the activities in general? How do you find the War Foundation? Do you find it helps?
The War Foundation is really great.
Really good.
Yeah.
Really good initiative.
Yeah. I've never done it before, and I think it's made lots of different games with it.
That's really good. And do you find it helps physically?
I find it in targets whenever there's magic to get older.
Of course, And do you find it helps socially, physically and mentally?
Yeah, you meet some different people you've not met before. But the thing, of course, we did just go on a wandering straight after the Wolf Foundation's finished. We sit down in a bar and talk to them discover what they're...
That's true. And are there any other activities that you used to do?
Walking.
The walks. I know you do the walks.
I haven't done them recently. The walking around West Park and Bridge Park. Okay. The longer walks are better than the shorter ones.
Okay. And are there any other sports that you haven't tried before that you'd like to try, basically? Or any activities that you think are feasible?
I used to do archery here when I used to have
it. Oh, did you used to do archery? Weekend, yeah. Didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Honestly.
Archery, yeah.
Didn't have to go to the Wolf Mountain.
Oh, okay. I know they used to do, I don't know if you did, they used to do, goal ball and...
I've not done goal ball.
No.
That was done at Dumpster.
Yeah. Is archery something you'd like us to look at potentially?
Yeah, it'd be good to do again, yeah.
Something else, that's fine.
They used to be where the gym is now.
Yeah.
They used to be called the rec. It used to be empty, and it used to be just indoor bowling all the time.
Funnily enough, we're putting on indoor bowls next month again.
I saw that on there.
Yeah, so that's something that we have spoken about.
Every day.
Every day, literally. Yeah. Oh, okay. So I didn't know that. You're teaching me stuff. No, that's fine.
That was completely empty. It was just an indoor bowling mat there and all the bowls. There was nothing else in there, so they just called it the rec.
Yeah, okay. And do you feel the sports that we do are accessible? Or where could you see improvements in accessibility?
Lots of accessibility depends. Some of it depends on transport.
Of course it does,
Lots of it depends on money.
Of course
it's going
it does,
up and up and up all the time.
Yeah, I understand that. Do you feel you've made any sort of connections socially through activities? I don't mean the big centre specifically, the activities really. Yeah.
They used to call, they've got a strange name for it now, but they used to call it the Activise.
The Activise?
This group, the Activities thingy. You used to be in charge of the Activise groups.
That's good.
Lots of people, you find lots of people still calling that.
I think I've heard that word, yeah. Okay,
yeah,
that's interesting.
Okay.
Is there anything else you'd like to add, really, in terms of potential further activities? Anything else we could maybe put on? Have any sort of ideas? Or anything you feel you want to add to that conversation? Anything else at all?
I found that I didn't do the... When I started the West Park walk.
Yeah.
It's a good place to walk, but the problem was it's so slow. It doesn't do you any good.
I understand.
You go in there to socialise, of course, but also the main thing of doing it is the activity.
Burning up calories. Have you ever used the gym here? I don't know.
Long time ago.
Is that something you'd like to come back?
When it was a small room with six bits of equipment.
Okay. No, that's fine. Is there anything else you'd like to add to that conversation?
I thought several times about trying it again, but it's so different, so more confusing now than it is.
That's my job. If you ever needed someone, that's literally what I'm doing. So that's my job. If you ever want to come down, you're obviously more than welcome, and I'll share the ropes, for lack of a better word.
Even the floor is very confusing now.
Oh, they've got that new floor in and everything. Okay.
Keep changing it every so often as well.
Yeah. Is there anything else in terms of more the Wolf Foundation or any of the activities we do you want to add before?
I don't know what else they do, because it always says on the thing multi-session, multi-sport session.
Mm.
Apart from the Wolf Foundation bit, but in exploring other things that they do at the stadium.
Could do. I know Aston Villa do something and West Brom have. But I'll have to look into that properly myself, to be honest. But yeah, no, Martin, that's great.
I've not been actually to a stadium since I've been when I was at school, we used to go to a stadium to run and jump.
Stuff like that is something we could potentially look at as well. But yeah, no, with Martin, thank you very much. I'm just here with Vaughan, who does quite a lot of our community activities. How are you today, Vaughan? You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
I'm okay to carry on with this today. So a little chat. Thank you. So just a bit of an open question to start with. In terms of the community activities, you do the walks, you do the VIPs. How do you find them generally? Do you find them engaging? Do you find them helpful socially? Sorry.
I do. I like the walks, of course. Before I came in here, I was always active.
Yeah.
When you lose your sight, it changes your world completely. You just cannot go here, there, and everywhere like you did before.
Yeah.
So the walks, at least, give me a certain amount of opportunity to get out and stretch.
Mm. What sort of sports or activities did you do before your sight loss?
I used to live on my bike.
Oh, did you?
On my bike, every day. Before then, I used to play badminton around the clock.
Oh, did you?
3 or 4 nights a week on weekends.
No.
I think I'd probably have a bit of a problem playing badminton now, but there you go.
Oh, thank you. You also did the tandems, don't you? So, into the tandems, is that something you enjoy as well?
Yeah, I love the tandems because before I came here, before I lost my sight, before I came here, I used to spend half my life on my bike. I mean, obviously, I used to drive, but my bike was really my main means of transport, or my most favourite means of transport. So when the opportunity here to go on the tandems arose, I jumped at it, and I think that's excellent.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, shame that's only once a fortnight. Mm.
And obviously, weather affects it, doesn't it? So we only do it.
Well, yeah,
of course it does, but of course. In terms of any sports that you used to do before I was here, or is there anything else that you used to do that we could feel we could bring back that I haven't done, or anything we can make more accessible, if that makes sense?
That I used to do here?
Here. Did you do any sort of sports here before, like the bowls or bocce or anything like that?
No, no. What's the other one you said?
Bocce. Basically, it's like a ball, and it's like a jack in the middle, and it's like tactile, and it's like something we're looking at doing. No, no. But is there anything else we could make more accessible in terms of our activities, or anything else we could do?
Is it just a question of keeping the price down that prevents the walks from being more regular? I mean, they're fortnightly, aren't they?
Yeah, to be honest,
I mean, is there any chance that those could be, say, 3 a month instead of 2 a month?
Definitely look into that. Could definitely look into that. And do you find it just helps physically? Obviously, physically walking helps, doesn't it? Do you find it helps mentally as well, socially?
It's certainly good to be with other people and, you know, socialise, which obviously when you're stuck in your little pigeon pen, like I am most of the time, it's good, you know, and obviously the different folks come in, they help us, the volunteers, and it's good to be with them,
Lovely. Thank you for your time.
So I'm just here with Jenny, who uses our gym and goes on a few of our activities. How are you today, Jenny? You okay?
I'm okay.
You're okay?
Thanks.
Lovely. So in terms of the gym, we'll start with the gym because I see you quite a lot in there. But do you enjoy the gym? Obviously you do because you keep going, but do you enjoy using the gym?
I do, independently.
And as I say, the independent part's really good, isn't it? Obviously it helps physically. Do you find it helps mentally as well?
Physically,
I don't know, you came on the Wolves Foundation once with us a few months ago, didn't you?
I enjoy the morning out, don't get me wrong, but
is there any other activities that you used to do before I started that you'd like to try again or anything like that? I know we used to do goal balls. I used to volunteer with you about 10 years ago, didn't we?
Yeah, I've got to say that. I used to do goal
ball. So you used to do goal ball. Was there anything else, Jenny, it used to do with us?
Not sport-wise, no. Swimming.
Swimming you enjoyed, haven't
you? I used to go swimming before COVID, about 6 years ago. I used to go to Dudley Leisure Centre.
Oh, yeah.
But, of course, that's gone now, and I used to go, 3 times a week.
Oh, yeah.
And I used to get, the surf support and out there and assistance, no trouble at all. I used to do the 40 up to 50 babes, but I called that many now. That was before COVID.
No. But you're still going, aren't you?
I'm going this morning.
Oh, yeah, you did say to me that yesterday. In terms of the goal ball, is that something you'd like us to maybe have a look at, pursue, see if we can get that up and running? If we did, is that something you would be
I would like to do that again.
Okay. Yeah. And do you feel all these activities have like a positive impact and make you feel better mentally and physically? We've already said that, haven't we? You feel like all those swimming, the gym, all the activities you do help physically, mentally?
Oh, yeah. Very
much. Yeah. And is there anything else you'd like to add in terms of activities that you've done, or any suggestions or anything in the gym you want to suggest?
I would like to have a go at Skittles.
Skittles?
Yeah.
Well, we do go bowling.
Bunsen. Yeah, I know the bowling.
Okay. That's something we could potentially pursue.
I did used to do the bowling, but it just went on, it just dragged down.
Thank you, Jenny.
I'm just here with Jamie, who does a few of our community activities. So, Jamie, I know you do the tandem. First of all, do you enjoy the tandem?
Yeah, I love it. It's something that can go. It's a good morning out.
No, that's good. And do you find it helps physically and mentally doing activities, getting out there? It's just generally as well, mate, to be honest. Yeah. You used to use the gym here as well. Is that something else you'd like to look to get back into as well? I know it's since I've been here.
Yeah.
That's something to look at. That's
awesome. It's because I've got a lot of my own equipment in my flat.
Oh, yeah. Of course, mate. Of course. No,
but...
it's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, we want to have a chat about that, by all means. But in terms of activities you used to do, I know when I volunteered here like 10 years ago, I used to do the goal ball. Is there anything else that you used to do, mate, that you're not doing now, that you'd like to do in terms of sport activities, anything
we
like
did,
that?
We did water skiing.
Did we?
Did water skiing. At the reservoir.
Yeah.
It was, it's actually quite good. Yeah. Really good fun.
And is there any other sports you've done in general in the past? Not here, just generally anything like that? Any sort of activities in the past or sports or anything?
I played football in the past.
Yeah. Yeah. Where did you do that? Serve interest, really? Where did you do
that? I did it at QA.
Oh, okay. Yes. Now, we do run those football sessions as well, those Wolves Foundation sessions, so we do go to Aldersley. Once every 2 weeks, and we do it in the day centre once every 2 weeks, of course. You're welcome to come down to them as well. They're just little activities that they do. Is there anything else you want to add to that conversation in terms of activities or sports you've done or you want to do or anything like that, mate?
No, not really.
No, quite not. Thank you. I've got Stephen here with me, who's been working with the Wolves Foundation on a Thursday morning day centre.
Yeah.
Right, Stephen, how are you? Okay.
Yes.
Lovely. So, can you tell us a little bit how much sport you were involved with before you had sight loss, or is it something that's fairly new to you?
I just like tennis players. I don't play football. I just use it up in my house sometimes, or exercise my expansion.
Okay. And have you always enjoyed sport, or is it something your whole life? Or?
It's only like just playing football, but I don't really watch it really. Just
No worries. So, are there any sports or other activities that you've tried that you didn't realise you'd enjoy until you started doing it?
Mostly football and maybe a bit of darts, but nothing.
Darts?
Or the older things, but exercise bike. I'm the exercise bike.
Yeah.
And nothing else really.
How about the activities we've done this morning? You know, the bocce and the hoops.
Yeah.
You really enjoy that. Seems like everyone really enjoys that, and you get a few different activities in there, don't you?
I've sort of tried to do the week and tried to get more activities.
Yeah. And is that something that you've just started recently, or is this...
No.
Have you been doing this a while? Yeah, just to check. And it seems everyone here, you might agree, the social side of it, you all seem to enjoy, you all seem to laugh, you all seem to smile.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
You find that really helps as well? Yeah, lovely. And would you say it helps for your mental health as well as your physical health?
Just
the sports or
yeah.
No worries. Is there anything else you'd like to add in terms of the sessions you've done today? Anything else you want to say?
No, I plan to. All right. Once we go to the gym, we do need to get something done.
Okay, Stephen. No problem. No worries. Thank you for your time. That's all that was. I just had to do that. Thank you. Back to your music. Yeah. No worries. Thank you, Stephen.
Okay.
Bye.